and this is Coast Community Radio. And my hope is that Tessa and Carol and the Faddle family and all my other Nova Scotia sweeties are listening in and enjoying life, and the temperature is just right. It is here. It's 46 degrees with blue sky, slight breeze. It is a gorgeous day, and we are loving it and taking advantage of it because you never know. It is 2:59 and time for Arts Alive and Local. It's December 30th. Yes, this is our last show of the year, but the years move right into one another with the arts because they go on. So the holiday season goes on, the season of light, attempting to brighten the darkness that seems to be around us in the physical world as well sometimes as in the spiritual world, not to mention emotional and mental. But the two holidays that are still happening, and yes, the 12 days of Christmas are still happening too, but we're going to focus with our music on Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. And if you missed Margaret Frimuth's show on Wednesday night, you can still catch it at Radio Free America, which is on the web only for 2 weeks. The shows are archived, and you can listen in. So I highly recommend it. Kwanzaa is the 50-year-old celebration for African-American celebration, not African. And it's spelled K-W-A-N-Z-double-A, which is an additional A, the first fruits of the harvest in Swahili. We're going to just hit you with a little bit of fabulous music. And then I've got my guests coming up today. And everybody, hopefully, enjoying wherever you are and whatever your plans are. And we're going to start out with Back to the Island, appropriately the first track on the Kwanzaa album, beginning with a cock's crow. For during the season of Kwanzaa, we remind ourselves to stay awake, not all night, but throughout the year, to the majesty of our roots.
Come on.
Evening round 5 o'clock, I'll stand at her bow and see the dark. Out in the field from dawn till dusk, swimming in the blue pool is a must. That island where I was born, the first thing I'll do is grow some corn.
Wake up early one morning, kiss my mama goodbye.
Outside in the iron pot, though young when I learn, I haven't forgot how to catch them black crab as they walking. Old folks smoking, pipe and talking. Saturday night we're gonna dance and sway, shake my belly and do the gumbe. People, don't you understand? I live like a king and be a happy man.
Well, now that you're waked up for sure, I'm going to let you continue to celebrate Kwanzaa. It started on the 26th, and they're lighting the candles. just as the menorah, the Chanukiah, is being lit too. But now I'd like to go to some music from a different tradition, and then Dave Ambrose is here to tell you why we're hearing the fabulous Alistair Frazier right here on Coast Community Radio. Well, with that fabulously exciting music of Alistair Frazier playing in the background, let me introduce someone who needs no introduction here on Coast Community Radio, although he's been gone for a little bit there. Yeah. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Dave Ambrose is here.
I'm doing
here.
Well.
Good.
We're doing a sound check as we speak, right?
That's true.
New microphones.
That's right. Hmm. So why am I playing Alistair Frazier?
Alistair Frazier.
And this kind of music?
Well, it was an inspiration because one of the dances, which we will talk extensively about, that I went to featured this guy playing.
Where was that?
In Portland.
Okay.
And it was electrifying.
Yes.
It made you dance all the much more.
Absolutely.
To just listen to this guy playing. And so
I'm dancing right now.
Yeah, we're all tapping our feet. We're all tapping our feet. So what's coming up on January the 13th? I know it's far away, but stick it on your calendar.
That's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
A lucky day, of course.
It's a lucky day.
All right.
We're having, we call them variously country dances or contra dances. This will be more of a contra dance this time. and it will be held at the Arts and Movement Center,
Astoria Arts and Movement Center.
Now, the building is at the corner of 10th and Commercial, but the entrance is on 10th Street.
Between Commercial and Duane.
Yes,
okay.
And that, going that way, right. It's from 7 to 10 o'clock. Now, if you don't, I'm not going to talk right now much about to the people who know what contra dancing is all about.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to reach out to all of you out there who this is the first time you've heard of it, or mm-hmm. maybe you've heard of it and you've been scared off going to it. Contra dancing is an old tradition that's probably a couple hundred years old. And it's a little bit, I say, a little bit like square dancing, but not. There's no fancy footwork to this dancing. So if you have never danced before, this is the way to get familiar with just rhythms and dancing and having fun. One of the basic rules and the first rule of contra dancing and country dancing is have fun.
Right.
So nobody's going to criticize you or make fun of you while you're dancing. Every effort is fun. It's all to have fun. Contra dancing is done to a count of 8 beats, and which fits perfectly with a whole plethora of American Appalachian music, Scottish Highland music, Irish jigs and reels. So there's a wealth of music that you'll hear. Actually, I've been to contra dances where they've played Middle Eastern music.
Oh, and
fits right in.
And also at Folklife, or actually was it Port Townsend, they used to mix it up with the different bands. So we had African music
mm-hmm.
and drumming playing
mm-hmm.
along with the other. Why not? Why
mm-hmm.
not? It's all about rhythm
it
and inspiration. Good music.
Yeah.
Who's going to be doing your music now?
Well, we've got a house band, so to speak.
Cool.
I'm encouraging a lot of local musicians to get involved, and they're coming forward. The band this time will be Randy Weiss.
Good.
Brad Griswold.
Good.
Dan Sutherland.
Good.
And hopefully Larry Moore.
Good.
Are you listening, Larry? I want you.
That's quite a nice lineup you got there.
Yeah. They're going to be providing the basic, the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
It's, as I said, it's all done to 8 counts, and you don't have to come with a partner. Actually, I encourage people to not dance with their partner, especially if the two of you have never done this before. It's really good to dance with someone who has done this before.
Mm-hmm.
They can guide you through it a little bit.
But if you want to be with your partner,
you can do that.
And then you'll decide.
Yeah, and your partner can be 70 years old or 7 years
old. Absolutely.
We encourage all ages to come, mm-hmm. families to come. There's nothing that brightens my day more than to see kids
mm-hmm.
seeing their parents
having a good time.
How many chances do you get to go somewhere with your children
mm-hmm.
and get them to be participating in something that you are?
Yeah.
And all of you have a great time. And it's just so joyful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody frowning at a contra dance.
No, it's true. And I think one of the reasons is that everybody helps one another as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a feel-good kind of thing. Even if you have no idea what you're doing, somebody
yes.
will pull you through it, and then you'll feel good.
It's the greatest experience to not know what you're doing and have people just guide you around.
Right. You just have to relax and let others take
mm-hmm.
you through.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good time. So you said this is Friday the 13th, January 13th, at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center on 10th between Commercial and Duane from 7 to 10. Now, are you going to offer a class at the beginning?
Right. At 7 o'clock, there'll be a beginner's lesson, so
mm-hmm.
to speak,
mm-hmm.
get you through the basics. And by about a half an hour, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
We had a dance, how many weeks ago is that now? Maybe a month ago.
Mm-hmm. For the Scorcher.
For the Blue Scorcher,
yeah.
And I just admired all those people. There were a lot of people who had never done this before,
mm-hmm.
And we had 60 people up there dancing.
Fabulous.
And they, I almost, well, contra dances are called, and they're called a little different from square dances. Contra dances, the next move is called before it happens. So you have a little bit of time to get ready for, oh, we're going to do a do-si-do. Or...
Actually, I think that that's true for square dancing, too. The biggest difference for me is that if you're doing a square dance, you got four couples. And that means eight people. And that means if you're on your own or if you're two of you and nobody else wants to dance, you go ahead and sit down.
Yeah.
Whereas in a contra dance, there's no limit. Mm-hmm. And everybody can join on the end of the line at any time. If you're nervous about it, you can watch for a couple of times and then say, okay, we got it. Let's jump in.
Let's do it.
And that's
allowed even while the dance is going.
That's what I mean. Yeah absolutely. Yeah. So then are you planning to repeat this if it goes well, or what's your...
It's going to be every second Saturday, or every second Friday of the month.
The best laid schemes of mice and men gang off the glade. But you're hoping that this is going to be the second Friday of every month.
Of every month.
That would be delightful. Mm-hmm. Now, we used to, many times, starting back in, and I'm sure they, out at the Olney Grange, they used to have dances way, way back. But we started having them out at the Natel Grange, otherwise known as the Natel Grange. Joseph Stevenson started them in 1979.
Right.
With the Green Country Dance Band.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I still have the poster for that.
Yeah, me too. And then that kind of slowed down. And then I know several people, and you were involved, I was involved. Craig Holt jumped into the fray, and he kept it going. But isn't it true that the best thing is for everybody to help out in some way?
Yes.
Be supportive, volunteer to get the word out. That's not a big deal. It means, though, maybe.
Well, there'll be plenty of publicity. And if you want to contact me, if you want to help in some way, my email, it's a new email.
Oh.
It's OregonDave9, the number 9, at charter.net.
Okay.
Or you can call me at 503.
This is also new.
503-741-8412.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So,
getting out the word, or we have someone at the door. There'll be an admission charge, and all of the admission goes to the musicians and myself. Split it. However, if there's five musicians and me, we split it six ways.
What about the AAMC? Are
this is after they get their rental fee.
Right, there is a rental fee. But you know what's also delightful about this is the AAMC, Astoria Arts and Movement Center, is a fabulous space.
Oh, man.
All kinds of dance going on there. Check them out on the web. There's all kinds of movement out there. They're also, for those of us who don't live in town, and for those of you who do live in town, it is so centrally located, as opposed to the Natel Grange, which was 4 miles out.
Which was always a problem.
Yeah, it was kind of tricky to get out there. So it's a great place to have a good time, but this is so easy. You can drop in for half an hour. You can stay for the whole night.
Right, or go around the corner and have a coffee or a beer.
And come on back.
You're right in downtown Astoria. And
the metropolis, right?
Yes.
The metropolis.
Our only metropolis in Clatsop County.
There you go. Okay, so again, Friday the 13th at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, the first of many country dances in Astoria,
and remember, you don't have to bring a partner. There's plenty of people to dance with.
Mm-hmm.
All ages are invited.
It's
We've had kids, 5 and 6 years old dancing, and amazing dancers. Some of those kids,
and you also have. I remember out in Brownsmead when we have dances. You know. And at the Natel Grange too. If you do bring little ones and they get tired, you just slip them under a bench and they'll take a nap.
Yeah.
Bring a sleeping bag.
Yep. Plenty of spots for that.
Great. So. Okay. Well, thanks for doing this, Dave. I think it's going to be a big success.
Yeah,
and
we're going to have a bomb.
And that's great. And if you do want more information, OregonDave9@charter.net. And or just come along, check it out, and then see how you might want to be more involved or not. Or just keep coming. Keep dancing. Dance and music. Hey, what did you say about Alistair Frazier?
Oh, right.
Didn't you say he's coming?
He's coming here. Oh, April the 30th, he's coming to the Liberty Theater with the woman. I'm pretty sure it's the woman who's playing the cello with him on the piece you heard. Boy, I'd sure like to talk to the Liberty and see if he would be willing to do a little hour of dance. Maybe we could invite him down the street to the Arts and Movement Center.
Yeah, well.
And
you'll have to talk to his agent about that.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think the Liberty's in charge of that.
Yeah.
That'll be extracurricular, but it sounds like a great idea. But he is fabulous. So.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it lovely? Aren't we the lucky ones? So.
Yeah.
Music and dance, art saves lives. Be sure it's part of your life. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy New Year. Keep those feet a-dancing, folks. And here's something completely different, but it's going to keep you moving. Thanks for being here, Coast Community Radio. And it is the seventh night of Hanukkah coming up. The light is growing. Keep that in your heart.
Tonight is the night, sunset, twilight, head back, come along, take flight. High and twinkle and a sprinkle and a shooting in the sky, dime shine and I'm feeling alright.
Light a candle for the one you love, peace and light from below to above. 8 nights, celebrate till I fly in the sky like a dove.
Let me unwind as I light up a flame in the name of the Lion of Judah. Drop like a hammer when I fall like the rain, sun shower, feel a baba when I hit. Like a train.
Happy Hanukkah, I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you. Happy Hanukkah, I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you.
Tuning into the cosmos. When I write too excited, now I'm fighting back. Into time with the divine, there's a battle through your spine. It's a battle from the ancient line. Son of King David, Maccabee till the end of time. You're my light in this hardest time. Yes, you bring peace to my mind. Won't you please let me unwind as I light up a flame in the name of the Lion of Judah. Drop like a hammer when I fall like the rain. Sun shower, feel a baba when I hit like a train. Happy Hanukkah, I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you. Happy Hanukkah, I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you. Celebration, get your hands. Give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you. Happy Hanukkah. I wanna give a gift to you. Light up the night, my love, shine through. From Mount Zion, this is what we do. Bring love to you. Celebration. Get your hands up high. Get your hands up high. Celebration. Get your hands up high. Get your hands up high. Celebration.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is Matisyahu. And thank you to Margaret for that wonderful program she did. And I said, ooh, could I borrow that? And that's how we at Coast Community Radio work together. We inspire one another. And somebody asked me about the idea of saying Happy Hanukkah, because if you know the history, there's some pretty crazy and pretty violent stuff going on as well. For me, the celebration, again, is a real and also a spiritual one of the growing of the light. And that's because we add a candle each night, celebrating the miracles that take place in our lives and in this community and in this world, and the miracles that we make happen, as well as the natural miracles, like the sun being in our eyes today. It's a little uncomfortable, but we're not complaining, that kind of thing. So anyway, we're very fortunate here, and I hope you are, wherever you're listening, to have community to celebrate with. And we've got a celebration coming up very soon, and someone is here to tell us about it, Mark Mizell. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you hear a little bit of the music that is going to be happening at the Tillamook Head Gathering on January 7th. Here's Kelsey Mosley.
Tell me how it feels. million more, forevermore. My Eleanor, my Edgar Allan Poe metaphor. Nevermore, question if I feel our vibe is pure. Your essence swimming in my core like a reservoir. And that's for sure, boo, I ain't lying, but I'm lying, yes. That's why I roar when we rendezvous, you lioness. Come get some more, we hear holistic when we visit. Exquisite, so optimistic. Yeah, it's so realistic for you to want some commitment, babe. But I'm chasing dreams and persistent, babe. So I can't paint you that portrait, but I can paint you an orchid with dolphins swimming in corals through oral blissful expression. Your morals filled with reflection, babe. Please don't see that conviction. We make love, we make bliss, that makes sense to my comprehension. Please don't see contradiction, please listen so you can hear. I can't give you commitment, but what I feel is sincere. Stay near.
So far, I don't know whether I can find it. So near, can you tell me how it feels? Cause so far, I don't know whether I can find.
Wow. She used to be local, and she sort of still is. That is Kelsey Mosley, and she is coming back on January 7th, which is Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. Well, you all know that, because tomorrow isn't January. It's almost January. And Mark Mizell is here from Seaside to tell us about the Tillamook Head Gathering. This is the third annual. So tell us, what is the Tillamook Head Gathering and why?
Well, it's to support enrichment in the arts at Seaside High School. And yeah, it's hard to believe this is our third one because it seems like we just started. But the first one, the kind of the star of the show, was Carl Marlantis, novelist who is a Seaside product. And then last year, the Frogtown crew performed, Heather Christie, you know, and her significant other and others.
Philip.
And anyway, this year it's Kelsey Mosley. And Kelsey graduated from Seaside High 10 years ago or so, something like that. And,
so is that part of the qualification? You have to have been affiliated with the coast?
Well, we try to keep kind of a North Coast connection. Yeah.
It's wonderful because we have so much talent coming out of here. Why not?
Yeah. And it's kind of arts supporting arts.
Mm-hmm. Good. Right.
And anyway, this year's program is going to be the Kelsey Mosley Show. And then the good people at the stand are going to provide food for the event.
So is it mainly a concert, or is it other stuff as well? Or,
well, this year that's pretty much it. Yeah, it's concert and food and social event. And then local artists have provided items for an auction.
Mm-hmm. And, a silent auction.
Silent auction. And,
I love those.
And, that's been really a super mm-hmm. part of it. Mm-hmm. Just such great art around this area, as you know.
Yes, I do. And so many of them come through this room. Lucky me. So it's called Tillamook Head Gathering. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of us live around here, but a lot of listeners don't. Tell us what that means, what that refers to.
Well, there's a headland between Seaside and Cannon Beach. And for a lot of people, it's a symbol. For Seaside and Cannon Beach, you know, it's this beautiful
bit of rivalry there.
It's this beautiful basalt headland, you know, that makes its way out in the ocean.
Is that is it accessible though, or when the tide is out, can you walk along on the beach? Or?
Well, there are places that are pretty rugged.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm thinking.
But you know, when you go to the cove, you're seeing Tillamookhead. Mm-hmm. You're right next to it.
Mm-hmm. You're seeing it,
and it's huge. You know, as you drive up over to Cannon Beach, you're driving up, even on the highway, you're driving up over part of that headland. It's just a massive thing, you know.
So are there surfers out there sometimes?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Is that something you know about, Mark?
I don't want to say too much about it because the surfers around here are pretty...
protective.
Pretty protective, yeah, of their turf. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I heard it's lousy surfing.
You
just want to look at it. It's pretty and stuff like that. So what do you teach?
I teach mostly ninth grade English. And then I do an elective class or two.
Give us an example.
Well, last time I was here, I talked to you about, I told you that John Rippey, he was, you know John.
Who's now back programming on KMUN. I don't know whether you knew that.
I did not know that.
Believe it or not.
Anyway, last time I talked to you, John and I were looking into the possibility of doing a Grateful Dead class, which we did in the spring of last year. Yeah.
How'd it go over?
And it was really fun. We had various musicians come in and play for the class.
Nice.
Steve Einhorn and Kate Power came in and played, and Spud Siegel came over from Portland and played, and Brad Griswold, who's a wonderful banjo player from Astoria, he came down and played for the class.
And his name was mentioned by my last guest because Brad is one of the musicians for the country dance coming up here on Friday the 13th.
So. Oh, okay, that I did not know.
Yeah, lucky us. Yeah. So, these were high school kids.
Right.
And were any of them or most of them familiar with Grateful Dead?
Not really. And I, I'm pretty ignorant myself. I mean, I went to my first Grateful Dead concert this last summer. I mean, I've been ignorant. And, like I told the kids when I started the class and told the administration, I told them, I've not taken LSD myself and don't plan to anytime soon, but I'm really intrigued by the Grateful Dead. And it's really amazing the influences that they drew from and draw from.
Mm-hmm.
Appalachia, you've got the blues, you've got gospel, all kinds of stuff. It's just really incredible stuff. And anyway, as the other part of that, there was a field trip at the end, and John and my wife and I ended up taking kids down to UC Santa Cruz, which is where the Grateful Dead archive is.
Oh.
And anyway, we stopped off in beautiful downtown Dexter, and we met up with Ken Babbs, who was a dear friend of Ken Kesey's, and he was, very famous merry prankster. And anyway, he had these great stories for us.
And
great stories for us about, the Grateful Dead. And, of course, the Grateful Dead was the kind of the band for Ken Kesey and his merry pranksters,
when
it all got started.
And they played in Eugene at the country fairgrounds in Veneta.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. I don't think I have ever heard of any high school class of that sort. Where did that come from?
Well, it was
and John were just sitting around talking and said what a good idea it would be.
Yeah, John graduated from UC Santa Cruz,
mm-hmm.
and he sent me a postcard and said, "Hey, we got to do this class. We got to do it because they've got these, it is the archive for the Grateful Dead. UC Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
He said, we ought to put this class together. And John's just such a wonderful spirit, and he's got all kinds of great ideas. So anyway, we approached the administration and
good for them.
And they said, for
saying yes. Of course, you've got a good track record at the school, and John is also a bona fide teacher. So
thank you, Carol.
They trusted you, and it went well.
Yeah, it was fun.
So what's your next idea?
Well, I'm hoping at some point soon to take kids down to the Cowboy Poetry Festival in Elko, Nevada.
Now, you've done that before, haven't you?
Yeah, we started doing that about 25 years ago, something like that. And every third year we will take kids.
And that was before Fisher Poets came to Astoria.
Yeah. It was, I think 25 years ago is when we first took that.
Where did that come from? Mark Mizell, my guest, who's a teacher in Seaside, just in case you're wondering, wow, where'd this guy come from?
Well, the Cowboy Poetry Festival, I think it went on informally for a long time. You know, it was kind of, things kind of slowed down in the winter, and people would get together and make music and tell stories and that sort of thing. But the one that they have in Elko is now the official national.
And what inspired you to do that, to take the kids there?
Well, John Broderick and I were talking about it. We saw that Arlo Guthrie was on the performance list down there, and we were both big Arlo Guthrie fans,
sure.
You know. And so anyway, we got a group together. We headed down there, and as it turned out, Arlo wasn't even there.
He's like that, or he used to be. I don't know if he's still not exactly dependable. Go on.
but there were just all these wonderful acts down mm-hmm. there that we, mm-hmm. You know, that I was pretty ignorant about that whole culture. And man, there's some great, great singer songwriters, storytellers that are there quite often. And then they have. They have people related to the cattle industry. One year, Temple Grandin was the keynoter, and
yes.
She's you know probably the most famous autistic person in the world, I imagine. Of course, she had all these great great ideas of how to humanely deal with cattle mm-hmm. and farm
so,
animals.
So then from there, once you saw that, I guess what I'm wondering is, we have a lot of wonderful teachers. And I think one of the what makes some of them most wonderful, in my humble opinion, is the creativity, the imagination, the interest in sharing and inspiring the students so that they see a piece of life that isn't just all the way on the left coast.
Yeah.
And that although we have a fabulous world here, there's mm-hmm. more world around. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm thinking, because it isn't easy. It is not easy to pack up a bunch of kids and be responsible for them and take them off to Never Never Land and bring them back intact.
It's so far we've come back 100% with all the students.
Good. So you recommend it for other teachers with stamina?
Oh, it ends up, you know, these trips have always been just a source of positive energy, you know.
Do you find some kids feel life-changing, experience life-changing?
Well, sometimes magic happens, you know.
Magic. That's the word I'm looking for.
And, yeah. And last year, this wonderful young lady, who is now in her 30s, made a really nice donation to the Tillamookhead Gathering, and it turns out it all stemmed from a trip that she went on when she was a ninth grader.
Wow.
You know, we ended up we read Craig Leslie's book Winter Kill. I don't know if you know
familiar
with Craig, probably,
of
right?
Of course. He's been in this room as well.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the kids all read his book, and then we headed out to Eastern Oregon.
Right.
And Craig set us up with this wonderful woman, Leah Connor, who is, if you go out to the Temescalite Center, you'll hear her voice, you know, and some of that
right,
stuff.
Pendleton.
She's of Nez Perce heritage. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Craig set us up with Rich Wanschneider, who founded the Fish Trap Gathering
really?
Over Northeastern Oregon. And then Rich set us up with Leah Connor. So here we are.
And this is students.
So here we are sitting on the banks of the Wallowa River or Wallowa Lake, and Leah Connor's telling her stories, you know.
I wish you were my teacher.
Well, for the most part, it's business as usual.
Uh-huh.
But this is kind of some spice, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'll have to admit, I like sneaking out of the classroom mm-hmm. and seeing new stuff.
Sure, and these kids, I'm sure many of them blossom, and sometimes we don't even know, but the seeds are planted, and then they like this one who came back and donated to. So does the Tillamookhead Gathering have something to do with that as well? Or?
Well, the like the trip that we took last year to UC Santa Cruz, we dipped into the fund a little bit for that. And mm-hmm. There's a few other things that, well, there are a number of other things that were sponsored last year too. There's a gal who, the Rollins guy, Haley Rollins, started Arts Day last year, and there were artists from all around the community that came in and put workshops on there at the high school for all the kids.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
And, 2 hours, two different sessions. And then, the choir went down to Los Angeles and performed in several different venues, and they used some Tillamookhead Gathering funds for that. A couple of members of the yearbook staff went to a photography workshop, and there were some other stuff that happens too.
Yeah.
But
do the kids take part in the planning of the Tillamookhead Gathering?
Well, Will Garvin, who's a senior this year, is helping as part of his Pacifica project.
Oh, yeah.
And he hung posters up down in Cannon Beach and mm-hmm. helped. Well, actually, he was kind of the driving force behind getting artists for the
right.
auction for this year. And he's been running around selling tickets. And
you may, I don't see this happening soon, but you may decide at some point to retire, and it sure would be nice to feel that the kids are, you know, I mean, not by themselves, but that they're inspired enough to solicit others mm-hmm. as well. Of course, we're not going to let you out of the community, so you'll always be involved. Let's remind folks, Mark Mizell, my guest, is here, and all these exciting things that he's been talking about have been partially helped by this Tillamookhead Gathering. This is the third annual. Of course, some of the events have gone on even before that, but things do cost, and what a great idea to put on a party, a concert, a community event. This is happening a week from tomorrow. That's January 7th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Seaside Convention Center. There's an entry fee.
Yeah,
we don't give the amount, but we'll just say it's nominal, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are two places they can get.
Oh, in advance?
Actually, three places they can get tickets in advance. Seaside Coffee House, Beach Books, or the business officer at Seaside High School. $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
You see how he listens to me when I say no prices? No. So, but heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Carol.
It helps you if you get your tickets in advance. On the other hand, it's better for the art students if you get your tickets at the door. But no, either way, the idea is to get yourself there. Kelsey Mosley Band is going to be playing, and you'll have time to celebrate and to bid on fabulous local art and artists. I don't think you get to take the artists home, but you do get to take the art home. And the proceeds all support enrichment in the arts for Seaside High School. Bravo. Anything else we need to know?
Doors open at 6:30.
Good.
And of course, the stand is providing,
yes.
providing food for
Thank
that.
Thank you, the stand, which is yummy.
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for coming in, Mark. Thanks for enriching the lives of our community and our kids. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Carol. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, thanks. And this is Coast Community Radio, and I've got a little piece for you from the Seattle Labor Chorus with their songs of peace and justice for the holiday season. Do stay tuned, folks. It's great having you with us.
When is a strike a celebration? When it falls on Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights. Workers from Seattle's largest newspaper marched in cold streets, lit only by burn barrels, as their union reps negotiated. One night we cooked them potato pancakes and sang about brave Judas Maccabeus and worker solidarity. We'll never know if Seattle Times Company President Mason Sizemore heard us, but the workers won their contract. The Times lost a lot of readers that month, but the passionate online Union Record, written by striking Pacific Northwest Newspaper Guild journalists, had them logging on and wanting more.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, we're lighting the barrel. Come march and join in a Hanukkah carol. Gather at the table, there'll be no retreat. Let's get this thing settled and go home to eat. And while they are talking, our candles delight all who see. What's jarring to Mason is likely to hasten a win for the PNNG. What's jarring to Mason is likely to hasten a win for the PNNG. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, a month maybe longer. As we keep fighting, our spirit grows stronger. When the Union Record first hit the net, Seattle learned how good real reporting can get. And while talks continue, reporters write stories that hint. A miracle's fine, but we're holding the line till there's bargaining news fit to print. A miracle's fine, but we're holding the line till there's bargaining news fit to print. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, the guild's Maccabeus. Let us learn management would not even see us. It first, at its worst, couldn't break up our strike. We can still hold out for an offer we like. It's raining, it's snowing. Our pick is stand fast in the street. Pass me a pancake, together we can take the stress and the scabs and the heat. Pass me a pancake, together we can take the stress and the scabs and the heat.
And now a little bit from the Holiday Friends, and they are going to be playing at the Fort George on New Year's Eve at 8 o'clock, along with Cedar Teeth. And at the Voodoo on New Year's Eve is New Old Stock and Scandinavian Hardwood. Oh, that's a great combo. That would be Luke Yitzhak and Friends. And Moeller's got the White Clover Grange with Rhythm Method and Nehalem Valley All-Stars. Acoustic is playing that night, too. More later. Here's the Holiday Friends for you.
Yeah. in the new year. Ring it in, ring in the new year.
Bells are ringing,
ringing the bells are ringing.
Bells are ringing,
ringing the bells are ringing.
Joy, joy, and joy. That's what we need more of because it's going to be a hard year. So I wish you all lots of joy. And there's a lot going on around here. Tonight we've got 5 bands at the Astoria Armory Skate Park. That's 8 p.m. It's a benefit for the Oakland fire victims. And that starts at 8 p.m., all age. And Street 14 Cafe is featuring Skylar Butention, another local, 6:30. Sandtrap, Coyote Willow. Winecraft, tonight is R.J. Mark's trio. Saturday is Neil. Adrift, the usual suspects, and then some. Tomorrow, holy cow. It's Troll Radio Review at 11. 11 a.m., and we have got the Voodoo House Band and Luke and Katie and Bob Lennon, and that's the Voodoo. And then we also have the Troll Radio House Band. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun. That's upstairs at the Fort George, speaking of which. 8 p.m. that tomorrow night is Cedar Teeth and Holiday Friends. Sunday is Dorado, Voodoo, New Old Stock and Scandinavian Hardwood, Molar, White Clover Grange, Rhythm Method, and the Halen Valley All-Stars. Acoustica is at the Bridgewater Bistro at 6. Klatskanai Cultural Center has dinner and the Bob Nelson Band. The Southwester has an all-night party with Sahel Sounds and African Beats. That's in Seaview, Washington. Seaside American Legion has Thunder Road. The Albatross at 11 p.m. is Time Rift Band. And there's, if you're ready to quiet down, on New Year's Day, the Labyrinth Walk, 3 to 6 at Grace Episcopal, with gorgeous music by Shelley Loring and Jennifer Goodenberger. And just to see us out, this is what goes on in Astoria, New Year's Eve.
I'm Joanne Rideout from the Ship Report. Where were you last year on New Year's Eve? Here's what Astorians heard on the downtown waterfront. Join us in Astoria again this New Year's Eve as we continue a beloved tradition, ship horns on the waterfront at midnight. Coast Guard cutters in port in Astoria will sound their horns to ring in the new year and invite anchored ships to do the same. People on land can flash their porch lights and headlights to let them know we love the sound. Join us on New Year's Eve as we raise a happy noise on the waterfront at midnight in Astoria.
And this is KMUN Astoria, 91.9 KTCP, Tillamook, 89.5, coastradio.org, wishing you a good, smart, thoughtful, peaceful, and activist new year. Carol, signing off.